I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. President Biden is marking Earth Day today by kicking off a two-day climate summit with dozens of world leaders. The video summit is now underway, and the White House says there is a big presidential announcement. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me from Washington. What's this big news?
The White House is pledging to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by at least 50% by the end of this decade, using a 2005 baseline. The administration is promising to make the U.S. power sector 100% carbon pollution free by 2035, support efficiency upgrades in buildings, and fund new charging stations. And the president said repeatedly that his plan will create well-paying jobs.
I see line workers laying thousands of miles of transmission lines for a clean, modern, resilient grid. I see workers capping hundreds of thousands of abandoned oil and gas wells that need to be cleaned up, and abandoned coal mines that need to be reclaimed, putting a stop to the methane leaks and protecting the health of our communities.
And Nancy, many businesses are okay with this?
Some are. A coalition of more than 400 businesses signed a letter to President Biden earlier this month calling for exactly what Biden announced this morning. And there were some big names on that letter, Ford and GM, along with Apple, Facebook, Google, and Microsoft.
All right. But half, cutting in half, while those focused on climate see this as necessary, this would be a big undertaking. Is the country ready?
Biden is going to need congressional support to fund this plan. Republicans say they'll fight proposals to move the U.S. away from fossil fuels. And some countries like China say this could all unravel if Biden isn't reelected. The White House says even under former President Trump, some states and cities and private companies committed to emissions reductions on their own.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Thank you.